Hi, Lise.
Sorry about that, everybody. I had a spill.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. Glad to be back on. Was off a couple weeks. Got bit by the COVID last week, but I'm back and I'm ready to roll. And with me, I have Becky Alley. Hi, Becky.
Hey, what is up, everyone? And boo, COVID, boo.
Boo. Lisa Lawson, good morning, Lisa.
Morning, everybody.
And the host of the Most Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show, heard every Saturday morning, along with Becky Alley, Lisa Lawson, John Cole, myself, is Harvey Freed. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning to my panel. Good morning, everyone.
I'm going to let you know, that COVID is no joke. That's it. That's all I want to talk about it. It is really, really no joke. But jumping into the market, great news, a couple of topics to talk about. Is it great news or not great news? Great news in the market right now. Inventories are rising, but is it just temporary? Big article that I just read. It came out in the Scotsman's Guide, which is an industry trade magazine, in the mortgage and real estate arena on Monday. Ready? Big headline, everybody. And I'm going to start with Becky Alley. Big headline. June sees big home price deceleration coupled with record inventory jump. I don't know about you, but I'm not seeing a price deceleration in our area, and I'm certainly not seeing record inventories, Becky Alley.
No, definitely is more inventory on the market than was, let's just say, a couple months ago. That's a fact. You know, there has been a little bit of a shift in the inventory, you know, with the market and the rates a little bit. But I kind of describe it as we were going 1,000 miles an hour. Someone peppered the brakes, took a breath, a couple houses, you know, peppered the market. And some of the buyers were able to getting some offers accepted without having to go exponentially over the market price. So that's national news, but here locally in Michigan, we're definitely looking at multiple offers and situations. But the silver lining is that, you know, buyers are having more opportunities to getting their offers accepted without having to go 20, 30,000 over asking every single solitary time.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement. Everybody tends to overreact the littlest and the slightest bit of news, right? So Lisa Lawson, from your perspective, inventories are rising a little bit. Is it just temporary? I mean, what are you seeing? Home buying, is it spurred on more buyers? I mean, tell me what you're seeing here at on August 3rd, 2022.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've had an extremely busy week and I've gotten quite a few purchase agreements. I don't think it's deterred, even if there is a slight uptick. You know, we always say that the market goes up and down, up and down. These aren't things that we haven't predicted and haven't, you know, expected. And I don't think a slight uptick in a rate is going to take somebody to say, I don't want to buy a house now. I'm going to rent and throw my money away instead. So I've actually been very busy. And so I don't really think it's impacting home buying. Obviously, it's going to impact refinances because, you know, depending on where the rate's at, it may not, you know, make sense to refi unless you're trying to do cash out. But for me, I've been very busy.
Yeah, I think there is a cash out refinance market because the rates are still relatively low to do home improvements, something like that. Harvey, I want to, you and I talked a little bit before we got on the air. An area that we're familiar with, and I'm going to throw it back to the panel after you and I discuss it. An area that you and I are very familiar with, Huntington Woods, Michigan. This is a small sample size. The city itself is only 1 square mile. It's a very hot area. It's in the Woodward Corridor. Back in the heyday, like just 5-6 months ago, from 2020 through, say, 5-6 months ago, 2022, there were maybe one or two listings that would pop up in Huntington Woods. Now, you ready, Harvey? There are five. Again, small sample size, small city, but that's a huge increase comparatively speaking. And, oh, by the way, let me throw this in for you. On the five homes, three of them had price decreases, Harvey Freed. But Huntington Woods, was it just one of those areas that was overpriced, Harvey? It's extremely attractive. People want to live there. Supply and demand, there still is a huge supply of homes, and there's still a demand living there, but relatively speaking, because I checked it this morning, listings are up.
Yeah, listings are up in some areas. Just seen a little bit of that. There's definitely been a CoreLogic EI forecast show signs of slowing down. Appreciation was 1.4% April through May. July appreciation looks more like 0.6%. Still consecutive months of homes appreciating across the United States. Here in our backyard, the hot cities we talk about, Huntington Woods being, you're definitely going to be in these competitive markets. You're going to be having to pay a little bit over asking. You're going to have competition against other buyers out there in today's marketplace. But yeah, Harry, maybe some of the sellers are feeling that a little bit of the pinch. Did they miss out on that buying frenzy? Maybe they won't have as many buyers coming through their house, good or bad. They just need one buyer to make that offer. And that's all it takes, is one buyer to get that offer. But I still see the competitive marketplace, particularly in areas that have the great school districts, maybe a walkable city, or just about anything off the Woodward Corridor here locally.
Yeah, this is the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast, brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, a top 10 lender in the United States, equal housing lender, 2289. Becky Alley, specifically to you, what in your area, market area, are you seeing that are still hot? And maybe certain areas that you've seen a little bit more listings come on. What areas? Tell everybody in Metropolitan Detroit what you're seeing.
We're all over the place. I mean, we're obviously like nationwide, you know, with Wayne, Oakland County predominantly here. And I'm seeing listings come on the market pretty rapidly. And I really don't think, like, especially in the Downriver area, I mean, you're still seeing, you know, offers go above asking. Okay. If it's a good property, you're going to get a lot of offers regardless of what that price point is. And the smart agents are, you know, not listening or heeding to, you know, what some of the sellers are suggesting, because the seller obviously wants top dollar. But if you're with a really good agent, they're going to price it at market, which is going to naturally create a buying frenzy. The reason why I bring that up is I actually had a buyer miss out. We wrote a really good offer, but we couldn't compete with a $50,000 over asking in a, you know, Woodhaven property. So the over askings are happening, but they're few and far in between. They're not on every single solitary transaction. And the good thing is that the buyers that are out here that are staying in the market and they're listening to the advice of the professionals, they've written an offer or two. So they know how to go into it where it's not only just lopsided to the sellers. Buyers are seeing some concessions in their favor as well to check the boxes. So I do think it's going to be a seller market for the next couple of years, because obviously the inventory would have to be exponentially coming on the market for over a year to even reach a balanced market. So it is going to maintain a seller's market. However, it's going to be a little bit balanced to the point that it's not going to be overly lopsided, but sellers will remain supreme for the next couple of years, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a stabilization in the market for sure, with some outliers, 50,000 over asking, and you're still going to have those on those, yeah, on those extremely desirable properties. Lisa Lawson, you have, as you mentioned, you have seen an increase in buying. What price ranges have you been? Has it been all over the market? Is there a certain price range that you're seeing? And what are your realtors telling you? And what's your experience right now?
You know, obviously starter homes are I think the ones that are going to have the most competition. So if you're looking at, like, you know, under 300,000, those 150 to 250, where people are just trying to get in, they've never owned a home before, that's usually where their price point ends up being. I think those are still probably the most competitive and the least available, because when those do come on the market, they get snapped up. But I literally right now have everything from an $80,000 to a $700,000 purchase on my board. So I think the range is out there. I think obviously at the higher price points, there's a little less competition, and you're probably going to have maybe not quite as many offers as someone who's in a starter home type transaction, but it's still a hot market. It's really hot. I mean, I'm looking at my board right now. You can't see as I'm looking, but I've got quite a few closings for this, and I've got four purchase agreements right behind me that I'm just waiting for inspection results. So it's definitely the time. You know, we've had a little bit of stabilization. Yes, rates have been ticking up, but we keep getting these little micro breaks. We had a rates kind of drop last Thursday and Friday. Now they're, you know, back on the uptick, but we're taking advantage of those little divots, and people are really getting into the homes that they want.
Yeah, that's great news. And other great news, Harvey Free. And, you know, I sent out an email on August 1st, welcoming everybody to August 1. Here we are on August 3rd. I sent out an email and said, you know, rates have seemed to have stabilized. And yes, I jinxed it. Mortgage rates were very stable. Yeah. Then yesterday, of course, the day after I sent out the email, and I wrote in the email, because I've been doing this a long time, I know that as soon as we talk about rates going down, I jinx it and they go up. Okay, we had three rate changes intraday yesterday. That's how mortgage rates work. It's like the stock market. They go up, they go down, they stay the same. Yesterday, we had them jump three times. However, great news is they seem to have stabilized. Mortgage rates are actually down a lot since the beginning of summer. Harvey Freed, what's your thought on that? Have you seen the irrational move? See, the problem is when the Federal Reserve raises rates and you talk about inflation fears, which we'll get into, all of a sudden rates jump monumentally. Well, I was listening to the show, the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show last weekend when we had Renee Hatchell from Keller Williams Domain along with John Kolb, Harvey Freed, and Becky Ely on the show. We seem to overreact every time something comes out. The Federal Reserve overreact. Now they've raised the Fed funds rate another 0.75%. Rates are still relatively low, 5.25, 5.5 on a 30-year fixed. You know, Harvey Freed, once we get through this irrational sense of people got to raise all the time, I think the general public is just used to this kind of volatility. What do you think?
Yeah, well, as soon as the Fed talks, Chairman Powell says anything, there's something that can happen nasty in the marketplace. But the real thing to follow is the mortgage-backed securities, the bond market. The bond market, the way that reacts daily is going to really correspond with what the mortgage rates do. So you want to follow the bond market. You want to follow that 10-year yield treasury, the 10-year treasury yield. And that will sort of give you an idea of what's going on. Look, we've talked about it all of 2022. Families that purchase a home this year, whether they get 6% or 5.5% or 5% on their mortgage, hopefully there's a window of opportunity in 2 years. We have an election coming up in 2 years. The way the economy is shaping up, like you said, Harry, it's a strange recession because we have jobs. Unemployment's at a very low number now. So I think the overall economic picture is really with a big question mark. It's sort of a wait and see what happens. And of course, there's other geopolitical events that'll affect the war over in Russia and the Ukraine right now. So we don't even know how that's going to end up and shape this fall's market. But the key is that you're prepared and that you enjoy your home shopping. And everyone who's out there that's pre-approved with us, they're excited about home ownership and their next new house. They understand that whatever fixed rate mortgage they get, or if they want a 7 or a 10-year ARM, there's an opportunity to maybe refinance it down the road, and that they're still doing the right thing for their family.
Yeah, Becky, I think that's a true statement. I think people that are in the market to buy houses right now, I don't think that they're rate sensitive. Mm-mm. I really don't. I think they're used to it. I think that they realize rates were at historic lows. When I talk about all-time lows, they're at historic lows. Now I'm talking about irrationally low interest rates, which, by the way, don't get me started on rates never should have been that low and gas should never be this high. That's a whole different day's worth of topics right there. The bottom line is that people are in the market right now. I am not feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, Becky Ely, I am not feeling that they are mortgage rate sensitive.
I mean, I feel like everyone is, it's a yes and no, right? Everyone's always like, the first thing out of their mouth is, what's your rate, right? But that's because they're programmed to ask those questions. But at the end of the day, we're not losing buyers because of the payment. Most people are struggling with where the funds for closing are going to be coming from. So it's not really going to be great. And if you can afford $1,500 at 100% interest because you're renting, you can definitely afford a $1,500 payment at, let's just say, 5.875 on a home that you now have ownership in. It's all about perspective, and it's getting rid of the naysayers and the people that are going to instill that negativity around you. If you make a choice that you no longer want to rent, you want to invest in your family and your future, then you start that with that conversation, and you make sure that we have you at a price point that you can afford, you feel good about, and the rates are always going to be fluctuating. I've talked about this all the time. Even I just had a meeting today. The first time I bought my house, 2006, the rate was 6.25%. I held on to it, and opportunities for me to refinance came around. And that is what is happening. We're in a cycle. And unfortunately, everything that's going on in the market is very reactionary. Someone says something, something shoots up, something shoots down, whether it's the rates, the short-term rates, stocks. You know, I don't even want to look at my portfolio right now because everything is reactionary. So the point is just kind of just not listen to what everyone is saying negative, and just, you know, stay the course of what your goals are, whether it's buying, refinancing. And, you know, it makes sense to refinance for some people as well, because you're paying 12, 13, 15, 16% on these credit cards. And in some cases, if we can save you $500, $600 overall, it makes sense. You know, people don't even bat an eyelash to pay 9% on a car loan, but gasp at the air when you tell them it's going to be 5.125 on an interest rate, right? Whatever it might be. So it's all about perspective and how you're feeling and taking the steps to get you in the right spot.
Yeah, I love that conversation. And we can go on all day about that. But, you know, people are paying 18% on credit cards, are paying $5.50 for gas, but they're not yelling and screaming. But when the Federal Reserve raises mortgage or interest goes up on the Fed funds rate, and then we have to follow suit and raise mortgage rates, you know, all of a sudden, everybody other than the buyer is bitching about the rates. Okay, the buyer's not bitching. Okay, I'm going to call it out, the realtor. Okay, that's who is talking about rates. We don't talk about rates. We're in the rate game every day. Lisa Lawson, you've had the most purchases in the last week. Let's talk about it. Just yes or no, frank discussion. Are your buyers really overly concerned about the rate? Or are they concerned about getting the house?
They want the house and they're interested in the payment. So obviously rate affects payment, but a lot of other things do too. So sometimes I've got people increasing their down payment to get to the sweet spot where they want their payment to be. Some people shop their homeowner's insurance to get a better premium because that goes into it when they're escrowing. You know, everybody's got a different ballgame. But yes, no, I mean, it doesn't make sense to continue to rent. You're literally throwing money away. So yes, I mean, do people have a rate conversation? Yes. Is it deterring people from buying homes? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that it's in the conversation. I think people always, because they don't know what else to talk about.
Correct.
The first question, they don't really mean it. They just don't know what else to talk about. We've seen it for a very, very long time. And by the way, you guys brought it up, so I'm going to expand upon it with Harvey Freed. In the 35 years or close that I've been doing this, you back into the transaction. Somebody wants to buy the house. The first question we ask them is, how much money are you going to put down? Where are the down payment funds coming from? That is the single biggest issue on a purchase transaction. Where's the money coming from and can we verify it? That's the beginning, middle, and end of the discussion. We should always know where that's coming from. Harvey Freed, you've been doing this over 30 years. It's still the primary focus of getting a house. Where is the down payment coming from, right?
Boy, right on the money on that. A couple of things that you talked about in this podcast. The jinx is a real thing in the real estate world. when we talk about appraisals are coming in at value, then we'll get the one that didn't. When we talk about rates being low, then of course the rates will bump up the next day. But the clients who are only asking about interest rates are typically really, truly missing out on the knowledge. I know it's a tough pill to swallow. It's a little hardcore on this podcast. But yeah, I actually do ask clients, I said, ask me another question other than the interest rate, and the room gets real quiet. So it's important for us and lenders out there to constantly be educating the public. And now let's talk about the inexperienced brokers out there that are stumbling all over themselves. Boy, they're spending a lot of time at the golf course. Well, I've run into a lot of these guys and women, Harry. Boy, they lack the conversation when it comes to talking about mortgages. Just yesterday, I took a client who's a minimum down client, and I got him into the Home Possible program. Why? Because the Freddie Mac Home Possible program will give him a lower rate, lower PMI, and he couldn't even believe it. Not only that, Harry, when you deal with educated, top-notch mortgage bankers like us, we guide you. That class that has to be taken to get to Freddie Mac Home Possible is a great little one-hour, two-hour online computer class that can give a borrower a lot of education. That class, along with dealing with experienced loan officers, will give any borrower the knowledge, the confidence to move forward on a purchase. And we really see that there's where there's a little gap. Families that are working with us, they're really walking away from the closing table with confidence and knowledge. I go to other closings. I'm talking to the clients that got a mortgage from the big box lender last year. They don't know what they need to know. And they're really going to be behind the eight ball when it comes time to refinance again.
Yeah. Hey, Harvey, why don't you give a little intro to the show? Speaking of knowledge, speaking of education and consumer advocacy, who are we bringing on the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show this weekend?
Right here, yes. Last week's guest is going to be hard to beat. Of course, Renee Lasiaccio comes with tons of information. Last week, she set the bar really high for all real estate agents coming on. Nick Culty from Remerica United, he's up for the task. Nick's a young, aggressive, he's in his four and a half, five years of selling real estate. You know, this is someone, when I meet people like Nick, who's probably under 30 years old, just under 30, he has the energy and the passion that I wish more of the agents would have. It blows his mind. He was in here yesterday, Harry. He couldn't get a real estate agent to call him back on a listing. Harry,
I don't want to go there. I just want to make sure that we promote Nick and the radio show, make sure that we promote consumer advocacy, education, and make sure that we give the people the knowledge. And I'm going to go around the horn here. I'm going to start with Becky and with you, RV. Let's give our last thoughts of the day, because we're in an exciting real estate market right now. There are a lot of buyers out there and seemingly a few properties coming on the market in the hot market. But Becky Alley, take me through what's going on and tell me what you got going the remainder of the week. And we'll see you on the radio show, obviously, this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely busy. I mean, right there with Lisa, I mean, we have like, you know, 6 purchase agreements. We have a lot of offers that are out there pending. You know, it's coming in and buyers are not being swindled or, you know, really influenced by what the fluctuation of the rates, because it is normal now, is what it is. And we're just here to kind of make it happen, because the thought of, you know, people are catching on the fact that renting over buying does not make sense anymore. Why would we not invest in ourselves? And to Harvey's point, we do educate. We do kind of, it's not just about the rates. It's about the payment. And Lisa even touched on it. Easy ways to save payment is getting cheaper homeowners insurance. People don't even think of that, right? So it's not just going, we're not going where the ball is, we're going where the ball is going. And that's where you got to stay focused as far as you as a buyer. You're not following the puck where it's at, you're going where it's going to go. And that's what's going to set you up for success when you're trying to get these offers accepted, aligning yourself with knowledgeable real estate agents and getting your pre-approval in line is what it's all about right now in this market. It's not the rates, it's really the funds. And we have a million different programs out there that offer assistance for down payment, you know, for your down payment to make that a little bit easier for these buyers. So give us a call. We're here all week long and we will definitely be on the Hardcore Mortgage Show this Saturday, getting you on the ones and twos on all the knowledge with Nick.
Yep. And Becky's always working. She's always active. She's always knowledgeable and she's got her ear to the ground, knows what's going on. And speaking of that, Lisa Lawson, the Google of the mortgage industry, especially in our office. Lisa, what are the last words for today?
Yeah. I mean, before it was patience, because you have to make a lot of offers to get one accepted. And I think now we're starting to turn a corner and seeing that change where I've had, like I said, I've gotten quite a few in the past week. People might be getting their offer accepted the first time out, maybe the third or fourth offer. They're not having to put in 10, 12 offers like they were. So the market is shifting. And this is the perfect time to take advantage of that and make sure that you get in, especially if it was something maybe you were looking at doing, you know, maybe back in April and you were like, I just can't, it's too crazy, it's too competitive. Well, things have definitely relaxed a bit. So jump in right now. Let's get in. Let's still take advantage of these low rates and get you the house of your dreams. Like I said, there's, like Becky touched on, there's a lot of ways for us, I'm going to use the word manipulate, but to manipulate your payment, in addition to obviously shopping for homeowners, there's programs for lender paid mortgage insurance. So you don't have a separate line item there. There's a million ways that we can make this work for you, but it all starts with a phone call. So give us a shout.
Excellent, Lisa. Excellent. Harvey Free, last thoughts for the day?
My last words are get prepared, get some knowledge behind you here. You brought up funds to close. Really important that you have these initial contacts and conversations with your lender. Call a real mortgage banker. Give us a call, Capital Mortgage Funding, 1-800-LOW-RATE.
Thank you, Harvey Freed. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you what's going on from my perspective, and then we're going to sign off. First of all, I want to thank Becky, Lisa, and Harvey for coming on the show. I want to thank Renee Lasia-Acho for coming on the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show last Saturday. And this week, we're going to welcome Nick Culty on. A lot of great information we're going to be bringing to you, 9 to 10, 97.1 FM, The Ticket. Also, what's going on now will be a continuation. The fall, it will continue into the fall, into the fourth quarter, and probably into the first quarter of 2023. A stabilization in the market, a stabilization into the rates, a stabilization in inventory. There are going to be a plethora of buyers out there, and there are going to be sellers out there. Again, inventory cannot catch up with the amount of buyers that are on there, but there is a stabilization going on. Also, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning into the podcast, tuning into the Hardcore Mortgage and Real Estate Business Program over 23 years, bringing everybody the best consumer advocacy advice that we can possibly do. We just want to educate you. You have to always ask the right questions and team up with the right individuals. So again, for Becky, Lisa, Harvey, Roberto Beauchesne in the booth, our producer and director, I'm Harry Glanz, and thank you for listening to the podcast this morning, and we'll see you soon.